First off, thank you for the beer.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was an amazing present to get.
I'm glad it made it all the way there. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It was in good shape.
Oh, yeah, and it's delicious, too, so.
Great to hear. Yeah, we love it, too.
So this beer coincides with your new single, Low Life. How did the idea of the beer come up with the song?
Well, we our collaborator, Jay Sparrow, so he produced our first record, and he's directed our last couple of videos. He also happens to be a co-owner of a brewery here in town called Sea Change.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we were kicking around ideas for, you know, what to do for the new song, and this was pre-COVID, so
yeah.
We had, you know, we had this whole big plan to roll out the beer with a big party and shoot a video and all this other stuff, and we had to pivot, obviously, but the beer was still a great promotional thing, and it was a great way to get the, you know, song promoted and promote the beer at the same time.
Yeah, and I got, like I said again, the beer's really good. So
thanks.
Kudos to the brewer.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say that we ended up taking a whole bunch of money from the budget for the video, and we bought a round for essential workers.
Oh, that's so amazing.
So what we're doing right now is Nash is editing the. Mm-hmm. We had everybody toast each other. Nash is putting together a video right now that'll come out this week, showing all the everybody toasting each other and you know, living that low life.
And the low life is a good life, and it's a great new song from you guys. What's the story behind it?
It started out as a kind of somber love song. Nash from our band wrote it with our friend Aaron Pollock from Calgary, and then they just started grooving on that riff. It immediately changed into just a fun summer song. And you never know where a song wants to go, and this one wanted to be that way, so we're sure glad it did.
That's so true. It kind of takes on a life of its own.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah. How has the band been dealing with the COVID-19 restrictions?
It's been tough. We've been writing remotely, so that's one thing you can do. And just recently, Matt was in isolation up north in his hometown of Wabasca, and he just came back to town. So we finally got to see each other in person last week, and played a little music together, which was, you know, you don't realize how much you miss something until it's gone.
Yeah. So it was a good reunion.
Oh, it was great. Yeah, we toasted each other with some of that beer and just sat around and played some music together. We really missed it.
Yeah. Now, what does the band have coming up for summer with, you know, restrictions sort of still in place, things being lifted? What do you guys have in the works?
Nothing live. Alberta's not letting live music happen until stage 3. So everything's kind of parked for now, but we do have a fun concert coming up, online concert. We're going to do a one-night kind of show with our pals, the Dungarees, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that'll be, I think, next Thursday that'll be online. So that's there. And then, you know, just writing, recording, and hopefully when things get back to normal, we can get back to playing.
And come back east for a visit, because that would be great, too.
Oh, for sure. We'd love to come back there, especially with the whole band this time.
Yes, for sure. Now, when restrictions are lifted, you get to that stage 3 and above, what are you looking forward to getting out and doing? You know, well, other than the live music thing, what do you think the first thing is you're going to do?
Oh, man. Probably go to a show, see someone else play live music, and just be a fan and have a beer and experience that again. I just can't wait for that.
Amazing. Well, I love the new single. How can fans get in touch with you?
You can go to our website, theprairiestates.com, and from there you can get all our socials, all the streaming and everything else, and that's the best place to do it.
Well, I hope this beer takes off, because I would love to see it for sale in liquor stores.
Yeah, we'd love that too.
Jeff, thank you so much for your time today. All the best to you and the band. Give the guys my best. And like I said, when things are lifted and get back to some sort of normal, please drop by for a visit.
Oh, we sure will. Can't wait to come back and see you.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.